You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. We're visiting with Patrick Poole, an investigative reporter and national security analyst par excellence on matters especially involving counterterrorism and the jihad that is the principal focus of counterterrorism efforts, or should I say. Patrick, we were talking before the break about the visit to the mosque that the president's made with just the latest example of an embrace, implicit if not explicit, by his administration of the Muslim Brotherhood. And you were helping to explain to us what the Brotherhood's actual attitude is towards violence, but maybe you could put it in the context of its goals, as they make no bones about. What are their goals, and is there appreciable difference between those they share and those of, say, Al-Qaeda, the Islamic State, Boko Haram, or the rest?
Frank, as we've laid out in our book, Sharia the Threat, the Muslim Brotherhood's endgame is identical to that of Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State and a number of these other terrorist groups, Boko Haram, Al-Shabaab, and that's to reestablish the caliphate and to impose Sharia law in place of, quote, man-made law. And so they're unashamed about that. They put it on their official website that this is their goals. And we saw last year, just a little over a year ago, where we had the State Department receive a Muslim Brotherhood delegation inside the State Department headquarters in Foggy Bottom there in Washington, D.C. And the very next day, the Muslim Brotherhood published on their official website a call for jihad against the Egyptian government, and invoking its terrorist past, going back to the secret apparatus and, the killing of Westerners. And, of course, I did the interview with Sheikh Nabil Naeem in Cairo last year, and I've got video of that up at pjmedia.com, where one of the founders of Egyptian Islamic Jihad, and the series of questions that I go walk through with Sheikh Nabil is about the connection between the Brotherhood and terrorism.
Our guest is Patrick Poole of PJ Media, and we're talking about the Obama administration's systematic outreach, and to some extent that of its predecessor, to the wrong Muslims, and what a problem that is. And Patrick, you were talking about kind of the actual ambitions and tactical preferences, subject to change depending on circumstance, of the Muslim Brotherhood and its friends. Please complete that thought.
Well, yeah, I was talking about the interview I did with Egyptian Islamic Jihad founder Sheikh Nabil Naeem. And Sheikh Nabil said unequivocally that he thought that the Brotherhood was the most dangerous organization out there because they engage in this double speak, and they have no reservations. We see a lot of this hand-wringing in the Western media about, well, you know, the Muslim Brotherhood has lost control of the youth. But in fact, when we look at the youth cadres of the Brotherhood, this is exactly what they're trained to do. They're trained to engage in violence. And in fact, some of the crackdowns back in the last decade, in 2005, 2007, were because the Muslim Brotherhood youth cadres were engaging in these military parades around Cairo.
Yeah. Patrick, let me just ask you to pause on that for a moment, because I really want to speak at length with you about what's going on in Egypt, what's been going on in Egypt, and what we need to be understanding or its implications for us, because you've spent a lot of time there lately. But before we just leave our own situation, I just wanted to draw you out on a petition that was put on the Obama administration's official White House website. You know, this is part of their public outreach effort, I guess, to invite petitions. Well, one was put up there calling on the president to designate the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization for the sorts of reasons that you've just mentioned. And something on the order of 200,000 Americans signed on to that petition. And it took the administration a while to get around to it. But as I recall, maybe a year after they started this thing, and long after it reached the threshold that they're supposed to respond to, they came back and said, well, we see no evidence that the Muslim Brotherhood has abandoned its commitment to nonviolence, or words to that effect. You've just laid out a pretty compelling case that that's fraud. That's actually not true, and that what the administration is doing by continuing to embrace these guys is actually quite perilous to us in this country, not just in places like Egypt as well.
Yeah, Frank, the claim that the Brotherhood had somehow eschewed violence, as James Clapper told Congress here back several years ago, and that they were a largely secular organization, the Muslim Brotherhood, is basically this.
Our
this
top narrative. Intelligence officer in the United States government, let's be
right.
clear.
it's a narrative that exists almost exclusively within Western academic and think tank circles. I mean, it's never been true, and you go overseas and you meet with the Egyptians. You know, we met with some high-ranking level Libyans, where again, just here within the past 2 weeks, Ashraq al-Wasat, the Saudi-run newspaper, ran a pretty extensive article about the Muslim Brotherhood's proposed merger with Ansar al-Sharia, al-Qaeda, and the Islamic State in Libya, in Benghazi. And the Muslim Brotherhood is long time been in alliance with Ansar al-Sharia, the group that attacked our consulate in Benghazi. And you have the head of the Muslim Brotherhood in Yemen, Abdul Majid, who is a designated terrorist, is identified by the Treasury Department as a bin Laden mentor and supporter, and he's the head of the Al Isla Party in Yemen, the Muslim Brotherhood's party in Yemen. So, I mean, we can go through. I mean, all these Muslim Brotherhood affiliates, and you know, getting back to the change.org petition. Senator Ted Cruz, who just won the Iowa caucuses here earlier this week, he put forward a bill in the Senate calling for the designation of the Brotherhood. And the findings of that bill go through the U.S. government statements on the Brotherhood, fingering the Brotherhood for terrorism. And it's going to be interesting to see, and some surprising individuals such as Orrin Hatch have co-sponsored the Senate bill, and Mario Diaz-Balart is the sponsor of the bill in the House side. And, you know, the findings of the bill just say, hey, this is what the U.S. government has already said about the Muslim Brotherhood, including what the Justice Department has said in federal court.
Right. So what's so bizarre about this, Patrick Poole, and nobody's really chronicled this in certainly the press as well as you, there is this fundamental disconnect between the facts as we know them or have the ability to know them and what the U.S. government has been doing with respect to the Brotherhood, in part dressed up on this idea that they're nonviolent and therefore people we can do business with, but in part simply because, I guess, they think that when they hear these guys talking about their commitment to, you know, preventing radicalization and maintaining good relations with the Muslim community, that they've found their partners for a sort of Muslim outreach program that is, in fact, at the end of the day, a fraud, and one that will get, I'm afraid, more Americans killed. We're going to talk more about that with Patrick Poole right after this.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.